next speaker is Hujjatul Islam Maulana Sayyid Asad Jafri. For those who know, he is boarding this cause, being the voice of the voiceless, and making sure that all of our voices can be heard around the world. He is a young alim from the Al-Mahdi Islamic Center, is a strong voice for truth and justice. At this time, please help me in welcoming Maulana Sayyid Asad Jafri.
بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم I begin in the name of the Lord of Prophet Moses I begin in the name of the Lord of Prophet Jesus Christ
I begin in the name of the Lord of the last prophet the seal of prophethood Prophet Muhammad may Allah's peace and blessings be upon every single one of our prophets, that same Lord of ours who has commanded us, directed us, informed us, instructed us to stand up for justice and look the oppressor in the face and send a very clear message that so long as you keep doing your oppression, we will keep standing up against you. This is the day of Quds. It's a day of declaration. It's a day of responsibility. This is the day where not only do we fast as an obligation towards our Creator, it's a day where we rise up, look at the oppressor in the face, don't show a single moment of fear, and let them know that you can reject our permits, you can move us from Queens Park, you can try to stop this movement, but everywhere I look, from my left to my right, I see people who are chanting for the freedom of Palestine. And everywhere I go, I see individuals in this heat, under this sun, fasting with their dry lips, chanting, free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
My brothers and my sisters, there is no shortage of oppression in the world today. If you look right now in Iraq and what ISIS is doing, if you look right now in Pakistan and what the target genocide is being done, if you look right now in the fact that in a country like Kuwait, on the day of Friday, in our house of worship, for those who are fasting, for a member of the Saudi regime to walk in and blast these innocent individuals, it shows us that oppression is building day in and day out. However, this day that's been labeled and been created by the late, the great Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayh was for Quds. And the reason why he meant it for Quds is because the oppression in Palestine is different. How is it different? Where every other country that oppression is recognized, the oppression in Palestine is legitimized by the international community. Yay! This completely complacent government, the government south to us, any world government who has any power, hasn't said a single word against the occupied state of Israel, of Palestine. They haven't said a single statement against the Zionist regime. Yes, if there are other organizations like the UN or other humanitarian organizations that have identified occupation, they've identified only one strip of Palestine to be occupied, and they've called the rest of it to be Israel. Can you imagine for a moment that someone walks into your home, invades your home, overtakes your home, controls your home, and then gives you a small room to live in and say, look, this is your room from now on, and if you speak out against this oppression, you're an anti-Semite.
Yeah.
You're a racist. You're a bigot. We now live in a society where you can insult God himself, and that's freedom of speech. You say boo to the Zionist regime, and you are an anti-Semite.
Yeah.
Our message is very clear today. To the international community, to our own government, you should know now that Canada has become the second largest supporter of Zionism in the world. The first supporter of Zionism is Israel itself. We've surpassed our neighbor. That's how much our prime minister is fighting for the rights of the Palestinian people. And yes, it was mentioned that it's an election year. Do your best to spread the word. My final message, it's been a long day for many of you. You're tired, and also you're very, very hungry, I imagine. These trees you see in front of me, there are branches on these trees. And the one who wants to destroy this tree would not cut off the branches. Instead, what they would do is that they would uproot the tree by the roots. We have become so consumed with the branches of terrorism all over the world. We're consumed. We're obsessed with ISIS. We're obsessed with ISIL. We're obsessed with Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, Al-Nusra, Al-Shabaab, so on and so forth. We've consumed our energy towards the branches of the tree. What we don't realize is every other branch goes down to the roots, and the root of every ounce of zulm in this world is Zionism. If you want to uproot oppression in the world, leave ISIS alone. Leave Al-Qaeda alone. Leave Al-Nusra alone. Leave Boko Haram alone. Follow the path to that institution, that ideology that breeds this group, that feeds this group, that pumps this group up with all sorts of military weapons and medical treatment. Conquer that point, everything else will begin to fall all by itself. We're consumed with branches. I ask you now to uproot the tree of Zionism today. Down with Zionism!
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 JazakAllah for that beautiful speech, mashallah.